everybody. I'm Tina.
And I'm Erica.
And we are Mary Mary, and you're listening to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Hello, Yolanda.
Hi.
Hey, it's Michelle Obama.
How are you, First Lady?
I am great, honey. It's good to hear your voice.
It's always great to hear from you. Thank you so much for taking your time to do this today
for me. Oh, my goodness. It is my pleasure.
Well, we are so excited that the Democratic National Convention starts. Yay!
Yay! We're on.
I am so excited that you get a chance to address the nation on some key issues. GottaVote.org is one of those things that I know you want to cover. And can you tell us more about that?
Well, this election is as important as they all are. The future, the direction of this country is going to be decided in this election because the two sides running are so completely different. They're two complete different visions for the country. And as Barack has said, this election is going to be closer than the last one. They're all close, Yolanda, but this one is going to be even closer. So it's going to be even more important for folks to make sure that they're registered to vote everywhere. One tool that we have for helping people to register is GottaVote.org, GottaVote.org. And it's a place where people can log in anywhere in the country, point to where they need to register, and it will walk people through the steps. It's very easy, you know, something that folks have to do, because in order to vote, you've got to be registered. We've been working mostly in swing states, but everywhere throughout the country, making sure we've got targets for how many people we want to get registered to vote. We're hitting our targets in key swing states, so that's good news, but we can't take anything for granted in this election. So we're pushing GottaVote.org. We're encouraging people to go to Obama campaign offices in their areas. They can also register there, because we have got to get our base out for this one and send a message about the direction we want this country to go in.
And I was talking to Congressman Clyburn from South Carolina. He was saying the same thing. He said that there's so many people out there who think that the laws have stayed the same. In some states, the laws have changed within the last 90 days.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interesting stuff going on. But the thing that we want to let people know is that voting is still something that is easy to do. You know, there may be requirements about identification, but those are the things that people can find out if they go to GottaVote.org. They can find that out by calling the campaign office. People shouldn't assume anything. Even if you're registered, make sure that you're registered. Make sure that nothing has changed. Find out what kinds of identification you're going to need for your polling place. Find out where that is. Do that ahead of time. That can't be our excuse, that I went to the poll and I couldn't vote because something changed.
Right.
Well, let's know that that could be a possibility. Let's start talking about that now and making sure that everybody, especially young people, because you know how our young people are.
Yes.
You know, they look up the day before it's time to vote and go, it's election day? I got to vote. Well, we have to get to our young people and our older people, for that matter, and help them start thinking about this stuff early enough so that they're prepared and they don't get to the polling place and they're surprised, and worse yet, mad on November the 7th because things didn't turn out the way we wanted them to. We don't want to be in that position. You know, we want to feel the promise of four more years on November the 7th with Barack Obama as our president.
And if you're just tuning in, she is the First Lady of the United States of America, Miss Michelle Obama. Now, let's talk about the climate of the convention for a little bit.
Our focus in this coming week is to talk about our values and our vision, because the truth is we are very proud of the record that this president has. He has made some phenomenal changes, particularly when you look at where this country was 4 years ago. We were sliding to the brink of one of the worst financial crises this country had ever seen. We were losing an average of 750,000 jobs every single month, Yolanda. Every single month. That's what Barack Obama inherited. We were in the midst of two wars. We had no health care.
Right.
There were millions of people who, you know, couldn't get access to care because, number one, they weren't insured at all.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, they had a pre-existing condition
That's
and
right.
got bumped off.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, they changed jobs and couldn't get new insurance because somebody in their family had breast cancer.
Right.
You know, things have changed. You know, this economy is creating jobs again. 29 consecutive months of job growth. We've ended the war in Iraq. We're pulling down the war in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. Osama bin Laden is no longer a threat to this country. Parents and grandparents can afford their medicine. Our kids can stay on our health insurance until they're 26 years old. Mm-hmm. Our kids can afford to go to college. So we've got a great story to tell. This election is also about the future.
Yes.
It's about where we're going to go. You know, who do we want to be? You know, how inclusive, how big of a tent are we going to have for people in this country? We need to continue to grow and build this country. And we're going to do it by strengthening the middle class. And that's a very different perspective or strategy mm-hmm. than the other side wants to have. They want to cut taxes for wealthy folks.
Right.
Barack wants to cut taxes for working folks and ask wealthier people to pay a little bit more
right.
to help balance the budget and lower the deficit and make sure that we've got a thriving middle class. So there's a lot at stake
mm-hmm.
in this election because all the gains that we've made over the last 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, have been promised to be taken away
right.
If Barack Obama is not reelected. And, you know, we're not going to do that, right? We've come too far.
Mm-hmm.
We've made too much progress. And this election is particularly important for young people
mm-hmm.
and for women because it's about the decisions we make about our own health care, about our own bodies. It's about whether kids will be able to go to college,
right.
whether they'll have jobs, that they can earn a decent living. So that's what we're going to talk about.
We've talked about our president politically, but you and the girls know him more personally than anyone would ever know. Tell us about the man of integrity.
So that's what I'm going to spend my time focused on in my speech. You know, Barack, I have watched him deal with things I could have never imagined that he would be dealing with, and he's done it with grace and poise and intelligence and maturity. You know, he has put this country on the right track, but he has done it still by being the Barack that I've always known. You know, somebody who believes in honesty,
mm-hmm.
you know, somebody who believes that the truth matters and understands that you don't take shortcuts and play by your own set of rules.
Right.
You know, he's somebody that was raised to understand that we didn't get here, none of us, on our own,
right.
that our success is the product of many people who've invested in us. The teacher who taught us in school and the person who cleaned the floors of our
right.
school, we owe our success to all of those people,
mm-hmm.
and we have to treat those people with value and respect and with dignity. So those are some of the things that I love about my husband, someone that we can trust, and he's been doing that every single day as president, fighting for us, making sure, you know, that our men and women in uniform are taken care of, that it's not symbolic patriotism, but it's real, meaningful, on-the-ground support that we give to these men and women once they've served, making sure they've got mental health and health care, and they have jobs, and they can educate their kids. With every policy that he's put forth, he tells us who he is. He values people like his mom, who was a single mother. He values people like my father, who worked a shift job all of his life and was able to send us to college. So I'm reminding people of who Barack is and that those values are what guide him, and those are the values that need to guide this country for the next 4 years and beyond.
Well, we love you so much, First Lady, because you also are a woman of integrity, great eloquence, and elegance, and we are going to make sure that we go to GottaVote.org to get these folks registered so we can make sure that that vote gets out there and we give you guys 4 more years.
Thanks so much, Yolanda. This is a big push,
yes.
and we're going to come out of this convention fired up and pumped up, and we're going to need everybody to work like they've never worked before between now and November the 6th. Barack and I, we are ready for this, so we want everybody to be just as fired up, and I want to thank you, Yolanda. You've been amazing, as always.
Oh, love you so much. Take care.
Love you. All right, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.